Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. I am Michelle Marquis and on the line with me is Elise Corey, the owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County. Hi there, Elise. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Excellent. So today we're going to talk about a couple of topics, a couple of wonderful trips that our KSRO listener and maybe your friends and family can join us. The first one is our culinary cruise with Chef John Ash. Is there still room to get onto this cruise?
Yes, there's some limited space available still. We have about four cabins, which still our prices are far less than what you'd find on the website if you were checking.
Mm-hmm.
It's turning out to be such a great group of listeners for the trip, and I've gotten a sneak preview of what Chef Ash is planning on doing for his cooking demos and the food and wine pairing. And I'm ready to eat those right now.
Oh, wow. That sounds really good.
It's great. And it's so exciting to be able to be communicating with the ship and planning special things for our group only. No one else on the ship will be able to participate in this other than the KSRO listeners and the people who sign up through TravelWise for the cruise.
Wow, this is really great. Now, this particular cruise is on Oceania, which is a fabulous cruise line. You're definitely getting your luxury, but you're also getting quite a bit of the flavor for where we're visiting. And that's actually the real reason to be going on this cruise. Iberian Quest. It's from Lisbon, Portugal to Barcelona for 7 nights, October 9th through October 16th. And a beautiful ship called the Marina. Can you tell us a little bit more about Oceania?
Well, Oceania is more, I would say, of a luxury line than the mass market ones that you may hear a lot about or see advertised on TV. It's a lot different. It's a smaller capacity, so that means that you won't have to have lines to get on and off the ship for where you want to go. There won't be lines. You don't pay extra for dining specialty restaurants like you do pay on other cruise lines.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, everything is included on your cruise except some of your alcoholic beverages. But for the most part, it's a spectacularly beautiful ship. It's been designed very elegantly but not pretentious. It's not stuffy elegant,
mm-hmm.
more of a country club casual. I compare it to dining in a nice restaurant, but not the ones where you have to wear the suit and the tie and all that. It's definitely, if you were going out for the evening and you wanted to go to a nice restaurant celebrating an occasion, that's what you can expect.
Wow.
But it's mostly resort casual environment.
Okay. All right. And they really want you to be immersed in the culture and learn more when you're in port. So are there great shore excursions available during this trip?
Oh, there's too many to choose from. That's been the problem. You know, that should be a great problem to have, to be honest. People are asking, there's a lot of different, you know, you're only in port, let's say, you're in port all day, which is the nice part. You're not in there for 3 hours and then you leave. You're in port for a substantial amount of time. And there's so much to do and see. You really have to decide exactly what your priority is and what you're most interested in. Are you into history and culture? Are you into seeing every different church that there is?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just interested in wine and going to wineries? Is food it? Do you want to mingle with the general public? Do you want to walk on your own? Do you want to go with a small group? So you have a lot of options, and basically the best thing that I can suggest is to, you know, look at the shore excursions and see if something jumps out at you. And based upon that, you can make a determination, but it really has to, it's up to you on what you would like.
And I think also maybe arranging a couple days at the beginning or the end of your trip is a great idea with this, because I have to tell you, Elise, I've seen some recent travel shows on Lisbon, and I would absolutely love to spend some extra time in port before the ship takes you on your cruise. So can you arrange that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I saw that fascinated me, which I saw actually on a presentation on Lisbon, was you can go to a place that makes tile. And Lisbon is known for its individual, unique, mm-hmm. large tiles. Mm-hmm. You can actually make them yourself.
Oh, wow.
And so that's something, if you're into a hands-on, you know, create your own souvenir type mm-hmm. of experience, you can do that. There's also a place where they make this unusual type of guitar.
Mm.
So you can go and see that done. Or, you know, so there's different things you can go. There's also a kind of fish that's very unique there. It's actually like a sardine, and it might even be a larger sardine, where they take the whole fish and they crispy fry it.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's supposed to be, it's a Portuguese tradition,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, it's delicious from what I understand.
And I've also, in this special that I saw, they have these wonderful little sort of custardy tarts.
I didn't get to the dessert part.
They're called pastiche, and they're supposed to be just amazing. So, wow.
The nice part about the cruise is you're not obligated to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is nice. You can do as much or as little as you want, even though you're in port every day. And we are in great ports. We're in Seville and then Malaga, Alicante, Palma de Mallorca. We do go to Monte Carlo, Marseille, and then we end in Barcelona.
Mm.
Even though we're in these ports all day long, you don't have to go off the ship too if you want. Some people like being on the ship and they take advantage of the spa specials.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, they dine on board. So, you know, if you don't feel like going, you don't have to get off.
Mm-hmm.
But it is tempting because you're going to such fabulous places.
You
but
really are.
There is limited space left. And I tell people, don't be, you know, life is short, as we all learned by the recent experience we've had with the fires and everything, and you never know what's going to happen in your life. And you have to, you know, you have to experience it. You really need to experience it, and don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. You don't know how your life is going to change or what's going to happen to you. And don't save your money for your old age, because it may not happen. Who knows? You know, so my suggestion to you is, if you really wanted a unique small group experience,
mm-hmm.
this is what it's about. And on a great ship, you'll have fellow travelers from the area, which is a nice part.
Yeah, that's great to be able to create those memories. I love traveling for all of those memories and the way that it changes you. And I mean, it's just a wonderful, it changes your worldview. It changes your view of yourself and who you are. So these kinds of experiences are really priceless. And if you can do that with a group of people from your own area and be able to reconnect again and have those great memories together, that's another special part of this whole trip. So it is a wonderful cruise going to one of the most gorgeous parts of the world along the Mediterranean. And we'll start in Lisbon. Like Elise said, we go to Seville. There's tapas and chef walking tours and all kinds of wonderful things that you can do there in Seville. And I'm looking at some of the excursions on Oceana's website. And oh my goodness, how do you even choose? Like flamenco, there's an equestrian thing that goes on in Seville. I mean, this is just Seville, and I'm like, I want to do all of these things. So it's pretty great.
There's so much. And the one thing on this cruise for all you solo travelers, we have several solo travelers, mostly women. Mm-hmm. I think there's one man who's traveling solo. But, you know, you do pay a little bit more to be a solo traveler, but there's other solo women. You won't be the only, oh, great, three is a crowd type mm-hmm. of feeling here. And you don't have to dine at a reserved table. You don't have to be like, your dining time is 8 o'clock and you're at a table of 8. You eat when you want with whom you want.
Wow.
Which is, the nice part, plus the nice part is you have other solo travelers.
Yes, and there's so many wonderful places that we're visiting on this trip, our Iberian quest and the timing of it. I mean, think about it. We're going to be setting sail on October 9th. And this day, of course, everyone remembers. So a year from the time that the fire started here in Sonoma County, you can be on an Iberian quest, Lisbon, Portugal, to Barcelona, and to just be making some wonderful new memories and making that date mean something different, which I think would be great.
Yeah, no, it's a great itinerary. And, you know, the fact is we're going to have two hands-on cooking demos by Chef Ash.
Oh,
each
great.
Person will be able to attend one and then view the other if
mm-hmm.
they like.
Okay.
And we've been able to confirm these when we are not in port. So during your free time on board, so you're not losing any time in port.
Oh, great.
We have it arranged so that when you come back on the ship one day, it's there, and before you take off to go into town,
mm-hmm.
it's been confirmed.
Okay, and then we have not yet mentioned that on this wonderful Iberian quest cruise with Chef John Ash, we have Fogline Vineyards as our winery. Wow.
Yeah, so now we're getting closer. The exciting part is we're getting very close to knowing what the meal is,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll have Fogline add their wines to what Chef Ash is creating.
Mm, wow.
So it's not just any wine or anything. It's really good. It's a smaller winery, and it's really not a mass, you know, conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
The nice part is there's limited amounts of cases. The wine is very good. It's tasty, and it will be on board. Our wine and food pairing is another situation where we're going to have more of, well, we're having this meal as the main course and what wine pairs with it.
Oh, fun.
So we have that set up as well. Welcome cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
These are all extra special things that you get by participating in our cruise.
Okay, so then the big question is, Elise, how does someone get one of these limited remaining spots for our cruise?
Well, you can give me a call at 935-WISE. That's 935-9493.
Mm-hmm.
Or send me an email at ksro@travelwise.net. Again, TravelWise has a Z instead of an S in Wise.
Mm-hmm.
So ksro@travelwise.net. There is limited space. It won't be here forever. And so if you really want to join us, contact me. I'll get you some information.
All right. That's perfect. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about another trip the KSRO listeners can take. You're listening to Travel Tuesdays here on KSRO. We'll be right back.
That's just love without a care.
North Bay play-by-play home of the Golden State Warriors and Oakland Raiders. FM News Talk Radio 103.5, 94.5, KSRO.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low-fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash-out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
See news.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A business that never loses clients, never loses secrets, never loses softball games. But they did lose one thing, a notebook computer. Luckily, CDW orchestrated a secure mobility solution for them using the HP EliteBook. It's engineered for speed, collaboration, and offers biometric security features. Because when data is safe, you can't lose. Secure mobility by HP. IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/HP. CDW. People who get it.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
That's just life without a care.
And welcome back to KSRO Travel Tuesday with your host, Elise Corey. I'm Michelle Marquis. And Elise, let's change directions a little bit. Instead of in the Mediterranean, let's head to the beautiful green rolling hills of Ireland, Shades of Ireland. This is our next KSRO trip with our very own Pat Kerrigan, whose name, if you listen to it closely, you might detect a hint of Irish there. And this is going to be so much fun. We're actually going to be in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day from March 9th through March 18th of 2019. This is such a cool trip. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, Ireland never goes out of style, should I say, for lack of better terminology. It does have so much history. The people are all so friendly. And it's always fun. If you don't have a good time in Ireland, you'll probably never have a good time anywhere. Is how I look at it, because it's really fabulous. But we're so lucky that Pat Kerrigan is going to be our host for the tour. And the nice part about this, we'll be traveling and experiencing St. Patrick's Day in Ireland.
Wow!
So instead of wearing your green shirts and going to the local bar, you can see how the Irish do it during our trip. But it's so much more than that, because we'll be touring around all over Ireland. You'll really get your fill. We'll be seeing castles and whiskey tasting and, of course, Guinness. So we'll have a lot of different options, and you'll be with your fellow KSRO listeners. On this trip.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so great. I actually, funny enough, I was just watching another special about pubs in Ireland and the whole culture and just tradition of going to the pub and having your Guinness or having a pint and talking and sharing life together and music and chatting and all of the wonderful literature that comes out of Ireland, and just how that tradition of the pub is a huge part of that, and sharing these stories and spinning yarns, right? And it's still there. And what a chance to be able to go there and visit, not, you know, your Irish pub in a box, which is sort of what we see here in the States, but a truly authentic Irish pub. I think that's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. And you know, we start with, this trip also will include transportation. So you don't have to worry about, well, where am I going to park my car? Mm. How much is parking going to be? You'll be able to go. We're going to set a location in Sonoma for everyone to depart together, and we'll go to the airport.
Oh, that's
together.
Great. That's great.
And that'll be included. There's no extra charge for that. Mm. We'll fly together to Dublin. That'll be our first day. And when we get there, everybody will be a little bit tired or something, but you somehow get extra wind. You know, you get there and you just get this burst of energy, and you just start, yeah, I'm going to see as much as I can. And you'll have other people to go with. So you're not like, for the solo travelers, you're not going to feel like you're all alone again, which I know some people feel uncomfortable traveling by themselves. This time you won't, because you'll have other solo travelers with you. And, you know, there'll be couples and sisters and brothers traveling together. So, you know, it's great from camaraderie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the wonderful places that we're visiting, it'll start in Dublin, which is just great, and have a chance to explore St. Patrick's Cathedral, to the historic Phoenix Park, O'Connell Street. I mean, all of these wonderful places that allow you to really discover Dublin both on your own and touring with the group.
Oh, yeah, which is the nice part. You do have some free time. You're not restricted to the group only. You are restricted to the group to go from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't have to do a lot of the tours. You can do your own thing. When the day you get in, you're pretty much on your own, although on the day that you do arrive, there is a dinner, so you can have a quick time to get to your room, mm-hmm. take a shower, or run out, however you want. And then there'll be a local dinner, and everybody can sit together and talk and get to know each other a little bit better. And then the first full day, should I say, that we have in Dublin, you have options of different tours. So you can do your own thing. You can go around. You can go to the temple area. You can go to just tour around on your own. You can take trains. You can take buses. You can walk. It's a very friendly city to do that.
I love that. And then day four, we head to Kilkenny and Waterford Crystal. There's an opportunity to visit the crystal factory and learn how this beautiful crystal has been made for centuries. It's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and that's a great place. That's a great, even though it's March and you're just, you know, it's a good time to plan ahead for, birthday presents, anniversary presents, someone's getting married and you want to get them some Waterford Crystal. It's a great opportunity. They do ship for you. They pack it up, so you don't have to worry about, you know, carrying it around in your suitcase and is it going to get broken. They will pack and they will ship it for you as part of a service. And sometimes you can get what I call seconds. You can't tell what's wrong with it, but it's not perfect.
Right.
And you get a really good price there.
Wow.
So that's a fun part to do that. So we're going to be mixing not just, you know, museums and stores and mountains and everything. You're going to see a bunch of different, diverse, should I say, a bunch of things to do.
Of course. And then the Blarney Castle and the Blarney Stone. We will be visiting those as well. How cool is that?
Oh, that's awesome. I mean, people hear about this, they read about it, and we'll see who's brave enough to kiss the stone on their own. And the nice part of it, like on that day, when you get to Killarney, you'll have a choice of restaurants to go to. You don't have to eat with everyone mm-hmm. together. You'll get a choice and from a menu of a few different restaurants, and you go there and you eat, and that's covered as part of the tour, So which is a nice part.
One of the most beautiful things about Ireland is how green and gorgeous it is, and the hillsides and the coastline. We will be visiting the Ring of Kerry, pristine beaches, little quaint villages, incredible majestic landscapes. All of these things are what we'll see on day six.
Yeah, no, day six is great. I mean, that's more of, it'll be a little bit more of the coast, and it's an area that's known for its beauty.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll get into, instead of being in a city, you'll be more in the mountains and the rugged coastlines for those hikers. And there's a place you can get some handmade crafts and things
cool.
like that.
Wow.
You're getting to experience, there's an area where you can see the border collies. So, and see how they herd the cattle and things like that. So it's a different kind of experience. It's not just museum, sightseeing, bus. It's not like that.
Right. There's really so many different things to do. I just am excited by all of the different tastes of Ireland that you're going to get. There is visits to Limerick, which I'm sure people have heard of Limerick before.
Yeah, that's one place that's very dear to me, because the band The Cranberries came from there, and I used to once upon a time do their travel.
Oh, wow.
When they were on tour. And so it's sort of like the Beatles having their place, Liverpool, mm-hmm. and The Cranberries have Limerick.
Wow.
So.
Mm. And, of course, that will also give us a chance to visit the Cliffs of Moher, which is they're 700 feet high, very dramatic, windswept, beautiful. So that'll be great, too. And a visit to Galway. There's so many wonderful places that we're visiting, and it all ends up with an overnight stay at a castle.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, who wants to stay in a castle? Nobody really wants to do that, you know. So that you have just a bit of everything. And the thing is, the castle is on St. Paddy's Day.
Mm.
So that even is more icing on the cake.
Wow.
I would like to spend St. Patrick's Day in a castle.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't get that here. You get the pub. You're going to be in a castle. Probably at the pub in the castle.
Right.
But still, I mean, how do you like that? I mean, that's just an amazing opportunity.
Mm. So. Wow. And, of course, whiskey. There'll be chances to taste whiskey and to visit where whiskey is made. There's so many wonderful opportunities. So what is the pricing on this?
So for all those solo travelers, you're looking at $4,049. That's including transfer to the airport, the airfare, and your touring, accommodations, meals, everything on the tour. And when you come back, it's the flight and back, transfer back to where we started from.
Hmm.
That's included. And if you're going with a friend, you know, and you're sharing a room, you're looking at $35.99 a person.
Wow.
Including, you know, the flights, the transfers, the transportation to and from each city. Now, a lot of you say, well, I can do something like this on my own. When you start adding up
mm-hmm.
the cost from point A to
sure.
point B, the admissions, it's really a great value. And you say, well, how's the weather in March? Well, it's somewhat the same all year round in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's green. Because they do get some rain.
They do, yeah.
Just like our area. When it rains, the hillsides get green. But
mm-hmm.
you never can tell. You could get days of sun, and then you get days of rain. But so you come prepared for it.
Yeah, and I think it'll be romantic either way. Well, our time is up, so reach out to Elise if you're interested in joining us for Shades of Ireland from March 9th through March 18th of 2019. Just send her an email, ksro@travelwise.net, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much, Elise.
Thank you.
This is KSRO.